What's up, levelers? Welcome back to another episode of High Level Chronicles. 420 was just over the weekend, so what better episode than this to talk about munchies? Today, we're talking the art of munchies. Gaming snacks, gaming snacks and pairings. That's a big flop, but whatever, we'll leave that in. Get ready to unleash your inner culinary genius as we discuss the most epic snacks and creative concoctions designed to elevate your gaming sessions while under the influence. Because let's be honest here, dropping into Warzone, battling dragons, conquering open worlds, whatever you may be doing, it just ain't the same on an empty stomach, right? I mean, that's how it works. When you smoke, you usually get some munchies. So before we get into this snacktacular episode, it's time for our favorite segment, Leveled Up. Hit us up, highlevelchronicles.com, or any of your favorite social media at HLC Podcast 420. Tell us what you've been leveling up on this week. What games have you been grinding on? What kind of cannabis has been fueling your adventures? Maybe tell us what munchies you've had. Who knows? As for me, well, it's, you know, I have been smoking on the watermelon gelato. I've been grinding out on some High Trip, the game mode in Warzone, where if you haven't played yet, you collect literal gummies, right? Level you up with special abilities. With Brian here, also been grinding on the new season of Overwatch 2. And actually, man, the wife and I just finished up. We binged the entire season of The Gentlemen on Netflix, which was a great show if you haven't seen it. If you don't know what it's about, a guy inherits, you know, he's a duke of whatever overseas, yeah, you know, in Europe, and he inherits his family, man, you know, everything, and ends up, his dad's been running a secret weed farm underneath one of the side houses. It's great. It's a good movie. It's a good show. It was good, especially, you know, I think when we, you know, at nighttime, having that watermelon gelato just relax you out, and just watching the show go and listening to them talk about cannabis and everything. It was good. What about you, bro? Have you been? We've been playing the High Trip. I know that, but what else? What else been going on in your life, bro?
I made some banging edibles for 420. Everybody,
what kind? What'd you make?
They were cranberry orange muffins.
Cranberry orange muffins,
and then I injected them with the infused honey that I made a month or two back.
That sounds pretty tasty. So are we talking like regular size muffins here, or are you talking like the little small muffins?
No, like a regular size muffin.
Okay, and how much you think is in one of them muffins?
With the honey, it came out to like 58 milligrams.
Ooh, okay.
So they were like 48 before the honey, and then the honey adds 10, so...
I bet one of those would get me feeling pretty good.
I got some amazing feedback from them, so I was pretty excited.
You got to bring some up next time you're up here, bro. We're
glad I got plenty more butter.
What else you been rolling up, man? What else you been doing?
Other than that, man, just been working and playing Call of Duty. I did turn on Tiny Tina Wonderland the other night. Played that for a little bit. Haven't played that in a hot minute.
I think I hopped on. I think it wasn't the normal time. I don't think me and you and a couple of the people we normally play with get on at night. But I think I hopped in something. Maybe I was Dead by Daylight or Overwatch. I don't know. But it was on Discord. I always pull up the Discord just to see what's going on with us, what other servers. And I think I saw it said you were in a tiny team. I'm like, what the fuck is he playing?
Dude, so like, as you know, Borderlands is one of my favorite game series. And that's just one of the branch offs. And I haven't played it in a long time. I seen it on the PC the other night. I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
You know, speaking of Borderlands, I actually think, so me and the wife, you know, usually just wind down at the end of the night with a, you know, blunt joint, whatever, and watching a show or something through the week. And then on the weekends, we usually catch a movie or something. But I think the next show we're going to start is that new Fallout.
Bro, so yeah, Amazon Prime.
Everybody said it's really good. I haven't, you know,
I'm starting it on Wednesday. I'm super hyped for that. I love Fallout.
Did you play the Vault 76?
I did not play Vault 76.
That was based in West Virginia. So for me, it was like nostalgic because I'm from West Virginia. I'm from Charleston where it was all everything. I'd say it's my favorite Fallout, but probably more for the locations in it.
Okay.
Because, more than it's anything else. But everybody says the show, though, from what I've seen, the majority say it does it justice. Okay. So
yeah, excited. I mean, I've heard really good like reviews on it, so I'm super excited to try it out.
Yeah. Plus that girl that plays, I don't even know what she's playing. She's whatever. She's the elite character. She's pretty cute. So I don't know. We'll see. I know, what about the levelers out there, bro?
One more thing real quick. When Borderland releases, we might have to work something out to where we all go. Go watch that in like 3D or something, bro.
I'd be down.
Me too.
There's Anne Arundel. Arundel Mills. Somewhere in there. Theater. Somewhere probably around there. That might work. What's our leveler saying out there, man? What do they got going on?
Let's hop into this.
We've been talking about us during this leveled up segment. It's time to get to our levelers. What y'all been leveling up on?
Big Poppy 283 says, I have been leveling up on some Northern Lights and chilling out to Stardew Valley. It's such a relaxing and immersive experience. I can play for hours without even noticing.
Stardew Valley. I think that's Valley. A simulator. One of those simulator games.
Yeah.
Not goat. I don't think it's goat. I don't think it's goat. A goat simulator. I still don't get that. I've seen that game all over everything.
We got Mackenzie02 Mac said, I've been digging some Gorilla Glue number 4. Great for creativity and have been completely sucked into Elden Rings on PS5.
Nice.
Love me some Gorilla Glue. One of my top strains.
Haven't had any in a while, but I did see some the other day at the Dispo on 420. They had some on sale, but I didn't pick it up.
I've had some like crossbreeds of Gorilla Glue, but not some like old school Gorilla Glue.
Right. Yeah.
We got Jeremy L says, I leveled up on some blue cheese while chilling out and bringing Baby Reindeer on Netflix and binging Baby Reindeer on Netflix. Talk about twists and turns. The show just keeps on, keeps you wanting more.
Baby Reindeer. I don't even. I've
never even heard of it, so I couldn't tell you.
I think I saw, when you scroll Netflix, you see the titles and whatever. And I want to say I saw something on it, or I saw the poster, whatever you want to call it, the image on there for Baby. I didn't know what it was because we were watching The Gentleman. I think it was right next to it, though, in the top show. So I think it might be. I actually think that name rings, but I think it was at least in the Netflix top shows. So might be something. Have to
give it a look.
Might be something to look. Sounds like I have another new show to add to the list.
It's got too many. Too many.
It's always. Do you know what, man? I think it's time for the main course.
Let's do it.
So when you're zoning out for hours exploring an open world RPG or maybe locked into an intense multiplayer battle, those munchies are bound to hit hard at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're leveled up. So we want to hear from you all, the levelers. What are your favorite gaming snacks and pairings? Do you have questions about munchies? Drop us a comment. Social media is at HLC Podcast 420 or hit our website. We'll get to those a little later on. Brian, I'm going to ask you, though, what's some of your just go-to snacks when you're on a bender, when you're in that game?
We all know I love my Sun Chips.
Garden salsa.
Garden salsa. Sun Chips, number one. Other than that, man, it really depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I grab a bowl of fruit. It's easy, sweet. Still kind of get that like sweet, juicy flavor from it. Cut that cotton mouth out.
Right. Yeah. You always got to go classic. Nothing beats a big bowl of salty, crunchy chips.
Yes, sir. But
I like to mix things up with the chips, though. So I like Doritos. Maybe even throw in some tortilla chips and some guac. Maybe mix it in, and then. Just because of you, really, I tried Sun Chips again, man. I got them Garden Salsa Sun Chips. And just in my head, it tells me it's like a little bit health conscious. So,
yeah,
I'm a big fan of the sweet and salty combo. I tell you, though, think of it like this. My go-to setup is having a little snack buffet rolled out on your coffee table, right? We're talking Doritos. Premium saltines, Reese's peanut butter cups, maybe some fresh jalapeno ranch snack factory pretzel crisps.
Oh shit! Okay.
Variety is key. Also like I like to do, like you said earlier, a little culinary craftiness.
Oh, yeah.
By making some cannabis infused creations. So you talked about the muffins. So is that something you eat? Have you ever ate those while you're gaming or anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it plays in my favor. Sometimes it does not.
Last night it did not.
No, I don't know.
We ain't gonna talk about last night. But you know, whether it's that, whether it's a muffin or whether it's some leveled up brownies,
some good old gummies.
My signature, what I like to make is a leveled up twist on 7-layer taco dip.
Okay. You know, okay.
So yep. I get some refried beans, some guac, salsa, nacho cheese. Infuse it all with a healthy dose of cannabis butter, you know, and when you're snacking, man, you need an ice cold beverage on deck, right? Yeah. So maybe crack open, you know, think about that 7-layer dip. Now think about that. Maybe crack open one of them like frosty Mexican Cokes or classic Arnold Palmer just there to counter go. All the salty and sweetness, you know, what have you ever came up? What's some concoctions that you've. Just
so one of my favorite is watermelon cranberry juice. With
watermelon
that,
like, cranberry juice,
cut with some water, and then take a little squeeze of like Mio in it to add a little extra flavor.
Wait, so watermelon cranberry juice, is that something you make or is that something you buy?
No, it's something you buy.
Never even heard of it.
It's freaking amazing. Absolutely amazing. That and then like a good smoothie, homemade smoothies, man, you can never go wrong with them. While a good gaming session. Put some peanut butter and some honey in that bitch.
You ever had tropical smoothie?
Yes. That's actually one of my favorite places to go for smoothies.
Is it?
Smoothie King. Smoothie King, you suck. Sorry. Tropical smoothie wins.
My go-to at tropical smoothie is avocalada.
Okay.
It's avocado peanut. I like that one. And then there's another one. I just can't think of the name. It's slipping my mind, but it's like a real fruity, melony.
The blueberry bliss from there is my favorite, but I add coconut to it.
Interesting. It's like a blueberry coconut.
It's like Sonic's ocean water. Bro, okay. I'm telling you. But in a smoothie form.
I'll tell you what's really good, and you can only get it certain times of the year. Drink wise, and everybody rush out right now because it's that time of the year. Chick-fil-A has their cherry frost lemonade right now. You can't get it any time of year, but this like the spring is the only time they have it, and it's out there to do that. That thing smacks. Yeah, that'll
smacks.
What about pairing these snacks with the right kind of cannabis? You know what I mean? So, like, you wouldn't want a heavy indica couch lock strain while you're trying to dominate an online match, would you?
Unless you're me.
There's some people that, okay, let me say this. For most. You aren't going to do that. But there are some people that have sensitivity. Let me use that word. Sensitivity to sativa.
Yes.
I don't want to know if I want to call it allergic. I know that's a word that people throw around. I think it's more sensitivity because I think the biggest thing is it makes anxiety really bad. It can really fuck people up with that.
That's my biggest problem with the sativa is that I smoke to get rid of my anxiety and sativas bring it out.
Yeah. See, that's one of my main things is anxiety, but I can smoke sativa, but it not a full on sativa, right? It has to be a sativa. If I do a sativa based hybrid that let's just say is maybe 65% sativa and the rest, that for daytime is usually my go to type of mix, right? Cause it keeps me, you know, I can just focus and manage for the most part, but you give me a straight sativa.
There's
fucking shakes. Like I get all.
Yeah, do you start sweating and shit, man?
Dude, it's bad.
There's one sativa out there that I will smoke and that I do smoke, and that's Jack Hare.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is about that strain, but it does not fuck.
But is it 100% sativa? I know they say it is.
I think it's a 70-30.
I want to say it's more of a hybrid with a little bit of indica because I do like that Jack. So I would say it's not too high.
Jack Hare is probably the only
It could just be the terps that are in it too.
It could be.
Not sure.
If I'm buying sativa though, that's the one that I'm buying if I buy it myself.
And it, you know, that's something like that, I think, is good for like the fast paced games, shooters, competitive online battles, you know, that sativa dominant strain, you know, the hybrid that keeps you focused and alert, like a, you know, like a mental energy boost.
Oh, yeah.
That way you can still strategize, react quickly, still get those dubs. You know what I'm saying? The indica. So when I do an indica, not, you know, usually it's, I'm cracking that indica when we're starting to play, and it'll get me low, you know, for the first while, man, I'm like, perfect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes I think you all can hear me. Sometimes I get hyped up in my voice too.
When
it kicks in for a minute, but then slowly starts creeping in, you know, that, the body high and everything. And sometimes I get more focused, right? I can get focused, but my reaction time isn't as
slows down. Yep.
So it's still, we still do pretty good for the most part, but there comes a point, you know, it's like, ah, we got to stop.
Usually it's like that first hour or two, like I'm good. But by the time that third hour rolls around, I've done smoked and smoked and smoked. And now I'm just not functioning very well.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. So, but you know, we talked about the sativa for that, but an indica, you know, it can be good if you're, you know, not in those like massive battles.
Intense.
But like if you're in like a sprawling RPG or an open world adventure game, dude, indica can be amazing.
Oh yeah.
It, you know, relax your mind and body, allowing you to like truly immerse yourself in the story, right? And explore the world at your own pace. You're not in a rush. You don't have to look over your shoulder. You're not, they're behind me. They're behind me. I told you they're behind me. I'm getting shot from the back. You ain't got to worry about that.
Not running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
You know, we talked about the classic snacks and stream pairings, you know, stuff like that. But what about some like next level munchie concoctions? Like, I have idea here.
There's so many.
Like DIY, do it yourself trail mix. So we're talking like some nuts, seeds, some dried fruit. Maybe some chocolate M&Ms. Chunks just for some sweetness. See, you got it. It's mostly healthy, right? Most of that stuff's healthy except for the M&Ms and the chocolate. But you got to have that little sweetness.
Oh, yeah.
I like the little sweetness to it.
You got to cut it. Delicious. You got to cut the saltiness.
It also gives your brain some nutrients. You know, it's needed for that marathon gaming session, those battles. Also, I'll tell you what, when I'm feeling a little more decadent, I like to use big words sometimes.
Quote unquote.
We always had, like, I don't know about you, but you order pizza for your house. Some people don't like crust, right? They'll leave the crust. Yeah. What I like to do is take, like, my wife, she doesn't eat pizza. She's not a pizza person. I am. Dude, I could eat pizza every smash fucking day. Pizza, bro. She's not big on pizza, so she always leaves the crust. But take that leftover crust and spread some Nutella on them. And then maybe even add some like chopped bananas, throw them in the oven. Just a quick, sweet, gooey, pizza-y dessert. Dude, that's some munchy innovation. I wouldn't be a pro, you know. That's something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get into that.
Yeah, like, I love me a peanut butter and banana sandwich or a peanut butter and blueberry sandwich.
Oh,
with some honey on it, bro.
Wait, so back in the day when we used, this is bringing back a memory, man, when we used to smoke back in the day and play GoldenEye, Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
Look, none of our families were, you know, we nobody had, there was a lot of money. We have, you know, whatever we had, like, especially when you have, you know, teenager, we were teens, right? Most older teens, young adults, whatever, and how we're just looking for whatever. Then we used to take bread, white bread, wheat, whatever bread. I'm not a big wheat fan, but white bread, just toast it, you know, get it toasted, and then just spread some peanut butter on it. Probably that melt, the peanut butter melts right onto it. Dude, it's just, I'm tasting it right now.
I still do that once or twice a week, bro. I'm not even going to lie. Just some good old peanut butter toast,
bro. I don't do the toast with the peanut butter, but I am a huge fan. So I've lost a lot of weight over the last year. And part of it is just, I'm not really dieting, but I watch what I eat, you know, for whatever. And I went from eating chips and stuff at night while we're relaxing out, watching our show or whatever, chips, ice cream, whatever, you know, being that typical stoner junkie, to just eating some apples with some peanut butter or something like that. Yeah. Gives me the, but I'm going to make a plug here to a company, Nerdy Nuts. I don't know if you've heard of them. Dude, I got my wife hooked on them. Both are buying them nonstop. Nerdy Nuts peanut butter is the shit. They have so many different mixes and flavors. When I say it's crazy the stuff they put in. This one I'm eating now is called s'more something, and it's got graham crackers.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Little marshmallow bite. Dude, it's so fucking good. I'm talking about with apple. You still get that nice sweetness and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sugary that you want, but it's still... I'm not saying it's 100% healthy because nothing with sugar is healthy, but it's not as bad as eating a bag of chips and munching on ice cream, right? You're just eating some apples with a little bit of that on each apple. You know what I mean? So, peanut butter is like one of my all time. But here's my biggest thing with peanut butter. I can't stand the smell of it.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's fine if I'm eating it and I smell it. That don't bother me. For whatever reason.
Just like smelling it, like cracking open a jar of peanut butter.
No, this is where it gets like I want to gag and puke. Is my wife, get some peanut butter out, do something with peanut butter, and then she'll throw the knife or the spoon or whatever in the sink with peanut butter still on it instead of rinsing it off or anything. And when I walk by the sink, I walk by it and I smell it. That's when I lose it. I'm like, oh my God, let's rinse it off. It's just a stench of peanut butter smell. But I ain't going to ramble about peanut butter, but you know.
I'm gonna get you with a finger dip underneath the nose one day.
See, that wouldn't bite because I don't know how to explain it.
Just weird.
You know, we have just to pay homage to one of the all-time great munchy masterpieces. I think most people would know what this is, especially if you have any fairs or anything around you. But I'm talking about the insanely glutinous wonder that is the unhealthy as fuck deep fried Oreo. Something so beautifully sacrilegious about batter frying and devouring those poor little Oreos.
Did you know one of my favorite deep fried thing is a deep fried Uncrustable?
Oh, dude, I saw that on TV the other day and I thought, I don't know what I was watching. They took a Uncrustable and put a stick in it and rolled it in pancake batter and put it. I'm like, dude, I love Uncrustables.
Delicious, dude.
You know what I mean? I mean, you even have deep fried everything now, right? Deep fried butter. Yeah. Do you ever eat that? I've never had it.
No, I wouldn't dare eat that. But
I couldn't do it. But
I'd have a heart attack.
The Twix, Twinkies,
yes,
Kit Kats, Snickers. I've had all. You know, they have all that, especially around here when we have a lot of the fire departments and stuff have like carnivals throughout the year and things like that.
And the state fair and the Renaissance Festival and everything too.
I tell you what, though, man, I am a sucker. Good old-fashioned pizza rolls.
Yes.
Pop them in the air fryer. Wait for that crispy perfection. You've got yourself a gaming feast. Just fill that fucking bowl. I got
some for Saturday, bro.
I like the combination ones, the pepperoni and the sausage.
Yes, that's exactly the ones I got in the fridge or the freezer.
It's all about finding what works for you, right? I mean, like I said, I can do the apples and peanut butter and stuff later at night. I might want them pizza rolls, you know, earlier in the evening or on a weekend. You know, you gotta just figure it out. You gotta experiment different snacks, different cannabis strains, see what elevates your gaming experience. You know, there's so many combinations
out there,
so much going on. What other munchy concoctions, anything you can think of?
This is something weird that probably everybody's gonna hate, but peanut butter and cheese sandwich. Keep coming back to this damn peanut butter.
Dude, I'm not even going to entertain
peanut
that.
Butter and sharp cheddar sandwich.
I don't even entertain that. You talk cheese, I'm already out. No cheese.
I'm telling you, it smacks.
I don't like cheese as it is. So, but I'll eat pizza. I like pizza.
You asked and I delivered, okay?
I like mac and cheese. I don't like cheese, don't like on sliced a sandwich, cheese. On a burger. I don't like it on none of that shit. Not even on,
nah. Get out of here.
No thanks. All right.
Where's some more? Good.
I don't know, man. What about, did you ever get into the Dunkaroos when you were younger playing games?
Yes.
Dunkaroos?
When I was a kid, yeah.
That's why I'm going back. See, I ain't even talking about gaming while high, anything like that. I'm just talking about snacks for gaming, man. But playing Super Nintendo, I had some Dunkaroos.
Yes, sir.
That was your snack. Those even back then, it was pizza rolls, right? Even back then,
yeah. Mom
bringing out pizza rolls, had a whole tray for the kids that were over, y'all playing video games, fake wrestling in your room, getting hurt, whatever.
Those and the fucking Scooby-Doo gummies, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Dude.
Remember, what was those things? They were like push... They were the, do you remember the popsicles that you pushed up? The
little Flintstone fucking push pop. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The orange cream ones.
I think you can still find some ice cream trucks somewhere, you know. Yep. Some still have them. You don't have any ice cream trucks out your way?
Bodega like corner stores, bro.
Oh, really? Oh, in the little cases, probably? Yeah. Yep. Little case. Yeah, because they always got the fucking Snickers and whatever else in there.
Yeah, dude, we got them all around here, bro. Got them all around here.
Well, before we wrap things up, I want to check out, maybe see what some of our listeners have said or asked. Brian, what do we got out there in the virtual world going on?
Let's see here. Sarah over on X or Twitter, whatever you guys want to call it these days, asking, what are some tips for avoiding overindulging on munchies when you're high?
Ah, great question, Sarah. Here's the thing.
It's a great question.
It's a hard question to answer, but I think what we say, I think moderation is key, right?
Moderation is key.
Maybe portion out your snacks beforehand, or even drink plenty of water while you're snacking. Because water will help you feel, especially water makes you feel fuller, right? You'll feel fuller. And remember, it's also
juice.
It's about quality over quantity, right? That's what we say on all about can everything. Focus on delicious, satisfying snacks that won't leave you feeling that sluggish or greasy, right? Don't just munch down on a bunch of fries and whatever. You're not going to feel
some greasy burgers.
Feel good.
Let's see what else we got here. We got a message from Bobby Lee Wannabe. Like that name on Instagram says, what are some healthy alternatives to sugary and processed snacks? Fruit, my guy. Fruit.
There's fruit, fresh fruit, right? You could take that fruit and sprinkle some lime or chili powder on it. You know what I mean? Oh, man.
There you go.
Tahine. Or,
some chamoy.
Even veggies, dude. Just veggies like celery, carrots, broccoli cauliflower. Yeah, with some hummus,
or ranch.
Maybe even make some. Well, I'm gonna say it. People go hate them. I love ranch, but ranch is bad. Ranch is not good for you, man. I love it. I'll eat it with everything. I used to put that shit on everything, like they say about Frank's. But ranch is good.
Everything.
It's not that healthy unless you make your own. That's different. But what about even some? Try some homemade yogurt parfaits with granola and berries. You know, that's
some like smoothies. But
one thing we've left out. I don't know if you're a big fan, but you can't forget about popcorn. It's classic for a reason. Light, fluffy. You can customize it with like different seasonings. Now you can get all those little different seasonings. I'll tell you, I like hot sauce with my popcorn. I'll take some fried.
I put J.O. seasoning on mine. So. For those out there listening from other states, it's pretty much as Old Bay, but a better brand.
Wait, did you just say that you're in Maryland?
I did. J.O. seasoning is way better than Old Bay, bro. I don't even care. J.O. is the best. You all right there?
Lightning strike. Yeah, I'm just making sure you ain't like struck down dead or something.
I'm good.
You know, you're in Maryland, you talking about Old Bay.
I swear by J.O.
Okay.
I'll put that shit on everything.
All right, man. Whatever you say. What else we got?
Oh, shit. One last one here from Michael F. on Facebook. I typically go for pork rinds and frozen grapes. Healthy and delicious.
Oh, pork rinds. I didn't even think about pork. Pork rinds are amazing. If you like them. Some people hate them. Some people don't. My only downfall with pork rinds is when you get those ones that are just hard as fuck. You can't even bite, right? That's the only downfall to them. That's the only downfall.
The chicharron ones are my favorite, man.
Yeah, I do like that.
My absolute favorite.
Those are pork rinds. I've never had frozen grapes. I never even thought of such a thing. What are frozen grapes? You ever frozen grapes?
I don't think I have. I've had those like candy coated ones that are like the new like hit thing for the last like year or two.
No, but like have you ever taken grapes and just throw them in the freezer and freeze them and then ate them as a snack? I hear people talk about it, but I've never tried it. Maybe something new to try. I don't know.
Put it in a drink or something like that.
Ooh, yeah. a cannabis infused cocktail. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Some like all right, sparkling levelers.
White grape.
Look, that's going to wrap it up for this week's episode. We talked all about
these munchies, man. I'm hungry now.
I know, right? I'm about to go get some food. We hope you learned a thing or two about the fine art of munchies, how to elevate your gaming experience through snacks, maybe some healthier snacks or lack thereof, strategic pairings. Remember, it's all about finding what works for you.
Indeed.
Some people can have certain things. Some people can't, right? Some people like the spicy stuff. Some people don't. So find what works for you. That's going to wrap up another
customize epic it like episode. Customizable character.
Right. Just like your character. We hope you're feeling inspired to take your gaming munchies to the next level. We'll catch you next week on another exciting episode. Until then, stay leveled up. We are out. Thank you again for listening to High Level Chronicles. Please help us grow by leaving us a review wherever you listen to us at, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Alexa. Your reviews will help our show grow and help us reach a broader audience. Also, we are always looking for new show sponsors, so please reach out if you're interested. You can hit us on our social media or email us info@highlevelchronicles.com. Thanks again for listening.